Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel, a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program and Your Smile Matters. On this beautiful Sunday afternoon, we're expecting some rain coming up. That's going to be great because we sure do need it. And I hope everybody's having a great weekend. And remember, you can look at listen to my podcast, which is staffeldds.podomatic.com. It's a free podcast, and then there's a website, sanantoniodentist.net. Lots of information, lots of helpful information. If you peruse this, the podcast, you just go to the staffeldds.podomatic.com, download it to your listening device and your computer. And we have over 9 years of very interesting material and guests and so on. Then the website is sanantoniodentist.net. A lot of interesting links as well as far as oral health and systemic health. I don't have a guest today, so be sure and call in if you want to chat about any kind of dental problem or get some dental information or information on oral health and systemic health, the connection. Don't hesitate to call, please. The number is 210-599-5555. And let's just talk and visit about things that maybe you have a question about or you want to expand your information on your dental problem. Our oral health as it relates to systemic health. Have some very interesting information today, some new information that you've not heard before. And that's one of the things that I try to do on this program is bring you information so I'm not wasting your time, that you can hear things that are pertinent, are accurate, are new sometimes. Sometimes it's old information, but it hasn't been circulated very well. So we bring these things up as it pertains to your health, because preserving your oral health and then preserving your general health is becoming more and more and more important as the whole aspect of medical care is changing. The aspect of dental care is changing. And so the healthier you can keep yourself, the better off you are, and we have more information pouring in all the time, books being written, really good books. I called to your attention recently the one that was by Dr. Brandesen, B-R-A-N-D-E-S-E-N, M-D, worked at UCLA for many years, and now he's out, and then he was at the Cleveland Clinic, now he's at his another facility, and his book is The End of Alzheimer's, and he talks about how cognitive decline can be tampered down, how Alzheimer's can be tampered down and sometimes even reversed. And so there are a lot of things happening, all this without pharmaceuticals. A lot of it does involve supplements and health issues such as exercising plus eating right, eating correct foods. And one of the big things is eliminating wheat as much as possible and really eliminating sugar as much as you can, because sugar is one of cancer's sweet spots. Cancer cells love sugar. That's what they give you for a PET scan when they want to find a cancer cell. They give you a shot of sugar in your bloodstream with other markers, and it goes right immediately to the cancer cells or cancer tumor. So sugar is something you want to try to get tampered down, and we've got some interesting, valuable information for you on that very, very subject. So give me a call. The number is 210-599-5555, and we can answer questions that you have. Now, I have a new associate coming in, and oh gee, we're so excited about having him on board, and his name is Mark Williamson, Dr. Williamson, and let me tell you a little bit about him, because he is phenomenal. I am so fortunate to have somebody like him available. We've been going to meetings, and his thirst for knowledge is just enormous. His knowledge is already enormous, and he's just a constant student. He graduated from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, and then he's now in the advanced education and general dentistry program as a resident, and he's the chief resident there and a resident in general dentistry. And so his class ranking, he's always at the top of the class, either in 4 or 3 or 2 or 1. He's just phenomenal. He has a Master of Science in Biology with a perfect GPA. He has a Bachelor of Science at the University of Texas at Austin in Biochemistry with a top grade. And those of you that are familiar with the University of Texas know that it's a tough, tough field in biochemistry or any of the sciences at the University of Texas at Austin. So not only is he has the top grades, he's really a top personality. And his skills are so wonderful and so complimentary of our office. We just look so forward to him. His name is Dr. Williamson. I'll have him on the show pretty soon so you can visit with him or you can hear him talk about his learning. And we're going to be able to bring you so much more information. And I'll tell you why. He was recognized for a dental student award for the American Academy of Oral and Maxillofacial Pathology. So he received recognition of achievement in oral pathology. That's all the disease processes. He had an award for the excellence in prosthodontics. That's the construction of dentures, bridges, and things of restorative nature. He won that award. He's won several scholarship endowments. He won the pharmacology award, so he knows pharmacology, that is drugs. He had the highest grade in that, in pharmacology. And he had university honors at the University of Texas at Austin. That is just an incredible, incredible achievement. And he was recognized as a scholar at the College of Natural Sciences at the University of Texas at Austin. So he brings all of this wealth of information. He's a student. He has a great thirst for learning. He is such a wonderful personality. You will enjoy meeting him. You will enjoy having him work for you. We're so excited to have him on board. He's so excited to be on board of my office and with my team. And he's also been a researcher. He's also been in community service. He still is at the San Antonio Christian Dental Clinic and doing chairside and laboratory assisting. He's also has teaching experience at the University of Texas at San Antonio. So this gentleman brings us a wealth of information. I've been waiting for a long time for somebody of this caliber. And so those of you who need attention, it's just phenomenal the caliber of work that he's able to do. And he's such a compliment to what we've done with the integrity of our business through the many, many decades. And he also has a unique thing. As you have heard or know, we have advertised for very high fear, high anxiety patients. And we have focused on that for decades and have a very effective treatment for that. And he brings another level of IV sedation to sometimes we need where people have such extreme phobias that we can't get through too easily. The IV sedation is another avenue of having someone with extreme fear, extreme phobias, getting their dental work done effectively and efficiently and comfortably. So this person is so unique, and please give us a call. That's Drs. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569. That's 210-341-2569. If you're looking for a tremendous dental experience, someone with extreme knowledge and the very latest of techniques and treatments and surgical skills, you're at the, give us a call and we can fit your needs so beautifully. That's Dr. Staffel and Associates, and the number to call us is 210-341-2569. Don't put off letting things deteriorate. And we're going to talk about why pretty soon in the program. Some things that you have probably never heard before, and we want to bring you this breaking information. It's so remarkable what we can do now and what's available. And so keeping your teeth, there is, first of all, there is nothing, absolutely nothing in the world like a healthy, natural tooth with a healthy nerve and healthy blood vessel system. A natural tooth that's housed in good solid bone. It is just remarkable, and your teeth are wonderfully programmed to last you 80-plus years after they erupt into your mouth, and they only catch is they can't repair themselves, so they need help. They need help from a dentist, and they need help from a hygienist, and they need attention. If the teeth get this attention and a person follows the recommendations, this 80-plus outline is an expectation, is very reachable, very doable. We have people in their 103 that are doing just great through protocols like what we're talking about. We have a lot of people in their 90s, many, many, many people in their 80s. So this is not an exception, but it does require attention. And it does require attention from a dentist, and it does require attention from a hygienist, very thorough attention. And, you know, the question is diagnosis. Diagnosis is everything, and we have so many diagnostic technology pieces of equipment now, and our premise is, wouldn't you rather know, even if you don't take our advice at getting treatment done at the time that it's diagnosed, wouldn't you rather know about some treatment issue that you have or dental issue rather than not knowing and waiting at being surprised in the future when things break down or you get into a painful situation? Or you get an infection situation that's spreading throughout your body and spreading damage throughout your body. And as we know now, inflammation and infection in teeth and bone, if you have it in the oral cavity, you have it in the brain. And as we're seeing horrendous numbers in cognitive decline and also in Alzheimer's, it's very important that you have elimination of infection in the mouth, in the oral cavity, because it's so contributory. Good health is so contributory to brain health. So, keep that in mind. And if you have any dental problems, and now we can handle dental situations with our new associate coming on board, we can handle situations that are even better for the patient, more efficient, more functional, more knowledgeable. it just brings a great deal of wealth of information to the patient and for the patient and treatment for the patient. And then you combine that with our NUCOM system, which is an anxiety remediation system. That and maybe adding on nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas. Oh my gosh, you've got a formula for comfort that's unrivaled. And the NUCOM, it's used throughout the world. It's used for professional sports teams. It's used with the World Cup soccer teams. Some of them, that, for like the Barcelona League, or Barcelona team in soccer, the hockey teams use it, football teams. It's and you can get the identical process that they're using for their reparative situations and comfort and relaxation. You can get the same system when you have teeth treatment in our office. That's the office of Dr. Staffel and Associates. You get the same treatment, identical machine that takes you down to a relaxing status. And then when you're finished with treatment and the system is removed, you just go about your business as normal, but you'll feel so much more relaxed because it's, we have a researcher by the name of C.K. Peng, M.D. He's one of the premier researchers up at Harvard Medical School. He's examined the system very carefully, examined it for its effects on the brain and on the heart. And he says, without a doubt, it'll correct 100% heart rate variability, which is very important to a normal functioning heart. He says also that 20 minutes of treatment under the NUCOM is the equivalent of 2 hours of stage 3 deep delta reparative sleep, which is just phenomenal. And that's what a lot of the sports figures use this for. But you can get this system, and whenever you have your teeth worked on, you'll have this NUCOM system, and it's just very pleasant. And then when you leave, you just feel better, you're refreshed. So don't let anxiety, don't let dental fear, dental anxiety keep you away from getting treatment. And that's at Dr. Staffel and Associates. And our number is 210-341-2569. Doesn't matter how long it's been since you've had and needed dental treatment. We got people that haven't been in for 20 or 30 years, even 10, 20, and 30 years. And yes, it's a huge challenge to get everything straightened out, but it's doable. It's possible. And we work with a wonderful group of different specialists for different procedures that we need to help or that we need help with, things that we can't do effectively on our own in the office. We have several specialists that we work with, and we can match them up with the patients and the patient's needs. And the main thing is, don't put off having needed treatment, regardless of how difficult, because we can help you, or we can refer you to people who can help you as well. Because health of the mouth is just a so important thing for you. Now, so that's a thing on our new associate. It's just going to be marvelous. Come on by and meet him. Just come on by and say hello. We've got the coffee on. We've got tea. We've got give you a you can meet him and be. It's just you're going to enjoy the situation for this. Now, I've talked to you about the problem of cancer cells loving cancer and how important it is that sugar is so very, very beneficial to cancer cells. So you want to tone those things down. Tone cancer, and of course alcohol is a problem because it turns into sugar very rapidly within about 15 minutes. It's full-blown into sugar. Alcohol is converted into sugar. So those are things that happen to you. And I just want to bring that to your attention again. We've talked about it, my gosh, so much. And that's what a PET scan is. Take a PET scan, they give you a slug of sugar, and the sugar goes right to the cancer cells, and that's where they find, with the PET scan, a lesion, cancer lesion. So now we have the prebiotics, we have probiotics, and we have, I want to explain, we've talked about that the last two times. This is such wonderful news, and it's, we're not talking about expensive problems. But Endomune, the one that Dr. Hoberman created with the microbiologist, created a very wonderful probiotic that works so well. You take one of those in the morning and helps straighten out your gut. Does so many things, and then you have another product that he's come out with called Metabolic Rescue, and this is phenomenal because it supports and improves the metabolic efficiency, and it helps control your appetite so you don't get as hungry and you don't get such a longing for sugar foods and carbohydrates, and it is a prebiotic for good bacteria. So let me explain how this works. It is an important fiber, and it optimizes good bacteria in the colon. So what happens is when you have an antibiotic, for instance, and you're not taking a probiotic with it, which you always want to do that, to keep the overgrowth of bad bacteria and yeast from taking over your gut or colon, you always want to take a probiotic with an antibiotic, but if you don't, you still are getting a lot of you're still getting a lot of antibiotics, possibly out of meat, that's chicken and beef, that are not labeled as being raised antibiotic free, like 70% of the antibiotic material goes into the food industry of meat, cattle and chicken and turkeys and pigs. And so you're getting antibiotic therapy through these meats and proteins if they're not labeled as being raised free of these. So this is where you get a lot of disruption and dysbiosis, we call it, in the gut. And that's where the probiotic from the Endomune is so important. But then now he's come out with the Metabolic Rescue. That's Dr. Hoberman has come out with a Metabolic Rescue, which it supports and improves the metabolic efficiency and helps control the appetite. That's what's really neat. You don't get those driving hunger pains and our wants, and it is a prebiotic for good bacteria. And what happens is when your bad bacteria get the predominant handle on your gut, the messaging to your brain is such, feed me more the sugars, the carbohydrates, the foods that I shouldn't be eating. Feed me those foods, because that's what the messaging from bad bacteria overgrowth does. And this product changes that dynamic, and it feeds and promotes the good bacteria, as long as you're taking the probiotic Endomune or any good probiotic. And once you get the good bacteria back in balance and overwhelms the bad bacteria, the message to the brain changes. So bad bacteria, the message is, send me down bad stuff that is not good for the body, but it's good for the bad bacteria. Then when the dynamic is changed and the good bacteria are in dominance, the message to the brain changes, and you don't get these driving urges for sugars and different carbohydrates and foods of that type. So you wouldn't think that there's this messaging going on between bacteria and the brain, but this is the way it is. And it's once you understand this, you can understand what your cravings are, and you can do something about it. And so using these two products, the Endomune probiotic and the Endomune metabolic rescue, is a good, easy way. You can buy these in, I think, HEB, or you can go online. We also have it in the office, so you don't have to chase around, but you can go online and find it wherever it's sold in a lot of places. That's Endomune probiotic and Endomune metabolic rescue. This is so good for your health. I just can't explain how absolutely fabulous it is. And you'll know this once you start taking these products. You'll feel better. Your whole system will be better. And then if you throw in some enzymes, whenever you eat anything greasy, and especially if you don't have a gallbladder, if you're not taking a liposome enzyme, oh my gosh, that'll change your whole digestive outlook and what you feel like you can eat comfortably. And the same way with the different foods that you eat, a great enzyme and transformation makes a great enzyme that will help digest properly the foods that you eat. And they dovetail and help with the probiotics and the prebiotics as well. So this is the gut, is so terribly important. That's where your happy hormone, the serotonin, is made. Same for the dopamine. It's the antidepressants are made in the gut. It is so valuable to have a healthy intestine. And then, of course, a lot of this digestion starts in the oral cavity, in the mouth. And that's why we so want to point out so much that it's important to have the probiotic and prebiotics, because that's going to help with the bacteria in the mouth. Another thing is the one you've heard me talk about it recently. It looks like a fabulous product called Lolo's. That's L-O space L-O-Z. Lolo's. And what that is the extract of the licorice root. They've removed the licorice taste, so if you don't like licorice, you don't have to worry. But they have taken the extract of licorice root and found that if you take a course of 10 days of this and you take it twice a day, it'll remove the strep mutans. The strep mutans is a bacteria that causes decay. So it's a marvelous, marvelous way. It very, very inexpensive to change the oral flora, we call it, the oral bacterial count of the mouth. And you take a course of 10 of these, two a day, at one in the morning, one in the evening. And this will remove the bacteria, the strep mutans, which is the bad bacteria that causes decay. Now, this is just phenomenal, phenomenal news, and it's so inexpensive. And you'll repeat this depending upon how much decay, how much of a decay problem you have. You'll repeat this every 3 months, the course of 10, every 3 months, 4 months, or 6 months, depending upon how active the decay is in your oral cavity. So this is a game changer. Oh my gosh. And it tastes good. It's just a lozenge. It's sweetened up with erythritol and stevia. And there are many other health benefits to it as well, but that's the main thing. Let me go to the lines here for a moment and talk to Drew. How are you, Drew?
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
Fine. I can barely hear you.
Is that any better?
That's better. I can hear. Is my sound okay?
It's probably my phone. My question is, I'm 63 years old.
Yes, sir.
I lost two of my teeth, lower jaw in the front.
Okay.
And what are my best options to get them replaced?
You can do a removable appliance, and they can be made. We have different designs, and they are the least expensive. They are different, made out of different materials, and mm-hmm. then you have, for instance, they're made out of. Some of them are made out of a flexible plastic type of material.
Sure.
And that's one very effective replacement. Another type is where there's a metal framework that gives more support for chewing and mm-hmm. helps brace the teeth. And the metal framework has teeth that look like natural teeth and a plastic portion or acrylic portion that looks like the gums. And they are very attractive and they can be made very, very comfortable. Then the fixed appliances are going to be a fixed bridge, and that's going to be a crown that attaches on the tooth on either side of the space, and that's made out of porcelain, so it looks just like your natural teeth. And then the last option is a implant or two implants or whatever is necessary for the space.
Right.
And the metal implants are made out of titanium. They're very effective. They're very great service as long as you have good, healthy bone and take care of them. And then a crown, a porcelain crown, is put on top of the titanium implant, and that works beautifully. There's no movement. It looks great as long as it's designed ideally. So those are going to be, and then, of course, the fourth system is to do nothing. So those are your options. There's no reason to not do something like that. And if you, one of the advantages is your teeth will move, and that will change the function of your teeth throughout your mouth and cause other problems and tooth breakage and tooth loss.
Right.
And then, of course, you want to keep those gums healthy, 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 so you don't lose any more teeth. How did you lose teeth? How did you lose those teeth?
I guess I didn't take care of them good enough care of them, and they started getting loose, and I just
sounds like gum disease. And that's where going to see a hygienist in a dentist's office so regularly is so very important, because once you lose that bone around a tooth, you can't get it back, and that's what happens to you. So be sure and get everything up to date and healthy first, so you don't lose any more teeth, number one. But those are your options, and there's quite a wide range of costs involved, and all that can be explained to you by any dentist. Okay?
Okay. Do I need to make an appointment with you guys? Or?
Yes, please. And my number is 210-341-2569.
Hold on one second. Would you care to repeat that, please, sir?
Yes, sir. 241-2569.
Got it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate all the info.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. Now then, I told you that I was going to bring you some information that you've never heard before. And so this is part of that. We talked about the new associate, and that's going to be such an exciting thing, and our patients are looking forward to it. A lot of people like the fact that there's continuity to the dental office, and that's what we're creating. Now then, the next subject. I've talked about this so many times, and bringing some new information to you, because the information just grows and grows and grows, the volume of information and the effectiveness of the treatment. And that's about sleep-disordered breathing. And what is it? Sleep-disordered breathing is whenever your airway is not open enough to allow enough air to get through to oxygenate through your lungs and then get to your brain and to your heart. Your brain wants an oxygen level of 94% of 100 minimum. And if that 94% starts dropping down below 94% of 100, goes down to, for instance, 90% or into the 80s, or some people go into the 70s or even 60s, that's percent of 100, oxygen saturation we call it, as percent of 100. Whenever it goes below 94, your brain wakes you up if you're asleep, and because it's in charge of survival, and your brain is in charge of survival because it's a brain oxygen hog. Your heart is an oxygen hog. So its primary job, one of its primary jobs, is making sure that you have enough oxygen, because you can't live, you can live without water, but you can't live without oxygen. You've got 15 minutes max if you don't have enough oxygen. So whenever that oxygen level starts dropping down for various reasons, and one of the most prominent reasons for oxygen levels dropping down is because of airway difficulty. Blocked airway, or just not a good passage of air. And we can measure this real easy. We have a little measurement device, a screening device. We can make that available to a patient. And you can take that home, sleep with it twice, two nights in a row. It's like a wristwatch and a finger cot oximeter, and it'll tell what your oxygen saturation is doing through the night, and it's also going to tell how it's affecting your heart, because as your oxygen saturation drops below the 94%, it sends a message, your brain sends a message to your heart to speed up, increase the blood pressure, and get more oxygen throughout the body. It's a very efficient system, and if you're asleep, it's going to even wake you up, but you won't know that you've been awakened, and you don't get into that reparative sleep. So essentially, that's the simple answer of what it is. So then you have signs and symptoms and solutions. And so signs are snoring, for instance, but you don't have to have sleep disordered breathing. You can have no snoring and still have sleep disordered breathing. You can have apneic events. Apneic events is when you hold your breath for more than 10 seconds and do that on a repeated basis. And we have the one screening device that we use to pick up people holding their breath. The worst I've had was a person who was holding their breath for 6 minutes at night. I have other patients who have terrific blockage, and the blockage comes from the way the tissues form in the back of the throat, where the tonsils and the adenoids and the soft palate and the uvula, that little dangly wad of tissue called the uvula, and the soft tissue curtain, the back of the throat, all of these are involved in the airway passageway. So some of the signs may be snoring, it may not be. Apneic events of holding your breath, maybe, maybe not. But one of the symptoms that's pretty common is fatigue. Really, fatigue throughout the day, getting sleepy during the day. Fatigue is a pretty, pretty standard symptom that you have a sleep disordered breathing. So solutions. Now, you have four pathways to a solution. When you have the screen, first is to get a diagnosis. And we can do that in our office with a screening device. We can't diagnose, but I can screen. I'm not allowed to diagnose. Dentists are not allowed to diagnose sleep apnea or sleep disordered breathing by the State Board of Dental Examiners. We are allowed to screen. So you can take and use that little screening device and we do a thorough examination with every examination on a new patient or an old patient. We examine for this because we find the problem is so terribly common and creating so many medical problems, and the medical treatment frequently is for use pharmaceuticals when actually there are other pathways other than pharmaceuticals to treat disordered breathing. So solutions are going to be, they can be very simple, and that's what I want to bring to you here today. You can get this tape, this 3M tape. It's called Nexair tape, and you can just put that tape, it's a comfortable tape, over your lips and to stop mouth breathing. If you're breathing through your mouth, this will stop it, and you use it at night. And then you can also buy these BreathRite strips. You put them over the bridge of the nose. There's a valve up there, and it helps open that valve up. And the Nexcare 3M tape is going to be the first thing that you want to do, is tape your lips so that you can't breathe through your mouth at night. It's going to keep your lips closed, and it's going to see, then you're going to find out how well you can breathe. And that's pretty simple, and it's not expensive, and you can do it yourself. That's a nice thing. And then some other solutions is going to be tongue, putting your tongue on a spot in the roof of your mouth and keeping it there and learning to keep it in that spot. Then there's nasal breathing and surgery if necessary. An ENT can do the surgery to open up the passageways. You may have a polyp, you may have a deviated septum, you may have scar tissue from breakage, scar tissue from all kind of allergies. There are a number of different reasons that, and that can be from dental infections as well. Dental infections can create problems in the sinuses quite frequently. So getting an evaluation by an ENT and getting all the nasal passageways clear, as well as the balloon sinuplasty, is another thing that helps. But getting your nasal passageways as clear as medically possible, and having surgery done if needed. And then the fourth goal to correct this sleep disordered breathing is to have treatment for swallowing patterns. And now this is something you've probably never heard before unless you've been treated with a swallowing pattern exercises. So then there are orthodontics. That is, they widen the arch and move the teeth forward. And this, of course, is going to help you with the diagnosis and the screening, because we want to make you better. We want to prevent the problems. We want to control the problems, and we want to resolve the problems. So what I'm talking about is another pathway. What do I mean by that? Well, the pathway for sleep-disordered breathing is, number one, the CPAP, which is a breathing forced air device, very effective, but a lot of people have difficulty getting accustomed to it. I use one. It took me 6 months to get accustomed to it, and now I'm very pleased with it, and the results are tremendous because of the elimination of fatigue and being ready to go when you get up. So the CPAP is one of the things, and that's a gold standard from the medical community. And that comes after you get the screening done by a dentist or by a physician. A sleep doctor, an MD who's trained in sleep medicine, will do the diagnosis. He'll do the prescription for a sleep lab study, that you sleep in a lab, or you can, they have the systems now that you can take home and do your sleep studies there. The ones that you do in a laboratory sleep study is the best, because they have you hooked up to a lot more sensors and can tell a great deal more information. So you have the CPAP, and then you have a mandibular advancement device. These are the things that you see advertised on television a lot. Our dentist, I've been making these since the 70s. They move the jaw forward, and they're effective if there's not a lot of apneic activity and there is clearance in the airway. So that's why you want to have the ENT clear out the nose before you ever get involved with any of these things, because you may not have to go that route. And the downside with the mandibular dental advancement device is it's an orthodontic appliance and it moves the teeth quite a bit and quite easily. So you have to have a lot of follow-up and a checkup about every 3 months to 4 months to make sure your teeth aren't moving out of a point where you can't even chew, because that happens with the mandibular advancement devices. But they can be very good. They can be very effective. But there are problems with them, and you must recognize those problems if you go that route. And if you do anything, I see one advertised that you just mail in or you ordered online. You're really taking a risk there of changing a lot of problems, even though you're not going to spend much money, but you can damage the alignment of your teeth in a way where you will be spending a lot of money trying to correct your bite and other problems. So these type of appliances, beware. That's the main message. So then you have the surgical procedures, and that is a ear, nose, and throat specialist who is trained in this. We have one of the best here with Dr. Jose Barrera. We also have several other ENTs. Dr. Barrera was trained at Stanford, which has one of the finest sleep centers. The Stanford Sleep Center is sort of the gold standard. And he is very, very good at correcting these airway problems surgically. Patients that I've sent to him have a marvelous result. Changes their life. It's truly life-changing in how they can breathe and exercise and feel and get rid of fatigue and things of that type. And then there is another thing that I want to talk to you about, and that's adult swallowing patterns. Now, we can, if you've had the ENT examine the nasal passageways and everything's clear or clear enough, then you can consider having adult swallowing patterns taught to you by myofacial therapist. And it's it's pretty simple. It's not complicated. And I've been going, been using these. They was prominent back in the 70s. Dr. Garliner was the big person promoting this, and then it sort of died away, but now it's back. And you can have a therapist teach you how to breathe properly. And may also want to combine that with orthodontic treatment, where you widen the arch and movement of the teeth. Now, there's some health issues just about at time, but I want to run these health issues because this is such a huge problem for people. And some of the health issues that you're going to run into that can be corrected with this swallowing correction and correcting the sleep disordered breathing or migraine headaches. They are linked to the airway opening. Fibromyalgia is another thing that is linked to disturbed airway. Facial fibromyalgia, that is fibromyalgia, achy pains of the face. Anxiety, depression, fatigue, pain, bleeding gums. Now, how do the bleeding gums come about? Because if you're open at night, if your mouth is open and you're breathing through your mouth, It's going to encourage the bacteria because your mouth is going to dry up. Your bacteria are going to run rampant, and that's going to cause bleeding gums. And so some people, because they're breathing through their mouth and they don't know it or they're not aware of it, and they can brush and take care of their mouth where they feel like they're doing a good job, but they still have bleeding gums and health problems with the gums, this can be a cause, the mouth breathing. And, of course, that's where the tape comes in. In children, bedwetting can be a problem. Respiratory reflux, having problems with regurgitation, getting into your respiratory system, your lungs. Constant throat clearing, hormone imbalance, and the big one that we see, teeth grinding. Teeth grinding, so it's a problem for dentists because patients come in and they'll have worn down teeth. They may be just the front teeth. They may be just the front and the back teeth. They may be just the back teeth. But we need to find out what is causing this wear. Why did these teeth wear this way? And so the question is, wouldn't you want to know why this is happening? Wouldn't you want to know if there are anything, other problems, medical problems or dental problems tied to this? For instance, there is a tie-in supposedly to stroke, tie-in to atrial fibrillation, a tie-in to drug-resistant hypertension, fatigue, and then cardiovascular disease and the risk of increased acute cardiac arrest. All of these things can be comorbidities with these sleep disordered breathings. So we sum it up. First thing is diagnosis. We can do a sleep screening. The dentist can do a sleep screening. We can do one in the office. It's free of charge if it's tied into a regular regular examination. It's two nights of sleeping with the wristwatch type device. And then, or you can go straight, if you have a real severe problem, you go straight to a medical doctor, a sleep doctor that's board certified, and do the lab sleep. Once diagnosed, then there are solutions to choose from. Number one is a CPAP, which is sort of the gold standard from a medical standpoint. Number two is a mandibular advancement device, which has problems because of tooth movement. They can be effective. They are effective in mild to moderate cases, but they have to be monitored very carefully. That's an availability. Next is surgery by an ENT physician who is well trained in this type of thing, such as like in the Stanford Sleep Center. Then there's orthodontic treatment. Then there's swallowing therapy. Now, this is something you probably have not heard about before. Swallowing therapy for correction of sleep disordered breathing. It's phenomenal. And then there's dental reconstruction of the teeth. But what do I mean by that? By raising your bite. Because your bite and your teeth get worn down so heavily because of the sleep problems. One of the problems that we find, one of the symptoms or signs, is heavily worn teeth. That comes from not being able to breathe. It's just phenomenal. And then, of course, orofacial myofunctional therapy, that's the swallowing therapy and teaching you how to swallow ideally, or orthodontic treatment, or combination of that. So wanted to bring that to your attention. Wouldn't you rather know that you've got a problem, even though you may not be ready to take care of it? Just knowing what you can do is of great value, and may be able to change your life to the good. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the program. We'll have another great program next week. Lots of information, lots and lots of information that you many times won't hear anyplace else. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great, great day and a great day and a great week. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Staffel signing off. Bye-bye.